Hello everyone. Welcome to the voice of Mushfiq, and I am your host, Mushfiq Munjer. Welcome to this podcast, where we dive into the world of books and bring you all the latest and most popular information before you even pick up a book. Join here as I review and summarize the most talked about books, giving you a sneak peek into their storylines and characters. Whether you're an avid reader or just looking for your next great read, this podcast has something for everyone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and get ready to discover your next favorite book with me. Welcome back, history enthusiasts and bookworms alike. Today, we're cracking open a powerful true story that sheds light on a critical chapter in American history. It's W. Caleb McDaniel's Sweet Taste of Liberty, a true story of slavery and restitution in America. This book isn't just about the horrors of slavery. It's about the extraordinary resilience of the human spirit. Henrietta refuses to be broken. She fights for scraps of freedom, challenges authority, and never relinquishes hope of a life beyond bondage. This meticulously researched work takes readers on an emotional journey through the life of Henrietta Wood, a remarkable woman who defied the odds and fought for justice. In Sweet Taste of Liberty, a true story of slavery and restitution in America by W. Caleb McDaniel, readers are taken on a gripping journey through the remarkable true story of Henrietta Wood, a formerly enslaved woman who fought tirelessly for justice and restitution in the aftermath of the Civil War. Henrietta Wood, circa 1819-1912, was an American woman who endured a life marked by resilience, injustice, and triumph. Her story, chronicled in Sweet Taste of Liberty, a true story of slavery and restitution in America by W. Caleb McDaniel, sheds light on the complexities of slavery and the fight for reparations. Early life and enslavement. Born into slavery on a farm in northern Kentucky between 1818 and 1820, Henrietta Wood belonged to the Tassé family. After the death of Moses Tassé in 1834, she was sold to Louisville merchant Henry Forsythe for $700, equivalent to approximately $20,519 in 2022. Later, she changed hands again, becoming the property of another Louisville merchant, William Syrode, who took her to New Orleans. In a twist of fate, Jane Syrode, William's wife, brought Henrietta to Cincinnati, Ohio, a free state, where she registered as a free woman in 1848. As a free woman, Henrietta worked as a domestic servant in the Cincinnati area. Kidnapping and return to slavery. In 1853, William Syrode's daughter and son-in-law, Josephine and Robert White, sought to profit by recapturing Henrietta. They enlisted the help of Zebulon Ward, a deputy sheriff in Covington, Kentucky, to kidnap Henrietta and sell her back into slavery. Ward conspired with Henrietta's employer, and they captured her on the Kentucky side of the Ohio River. She spent a year in a slave pen in Lexington, Kentucky, without the right to a trial or the ability to testify on her own behalf due to the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. Despite a sympathetic innkeeper filing a lawsuit on her behalf, the absence of papers proving her freedom, destroyed in a Cincinnati courthouse fire in 1849, led to an unsuccessful legal battle. Enslavement in Mississippi. In 1855, Henrietta was taken to Natchez, Mississippi, where she was sold to Gerard Brandon, son of the former Mississippi governor. Wood endured harsh conditions, working in cotton fields and the Brandon family's home. During this time, she gave birth to her son, Arthur. The end of the Civil War brought liberation to the region as the Union Army arrived. However, Brandon marched his slaves to Texas to evade emancipation. McDaniel's narrative unfolds with the skill of a master storyteller, drawing readers into the heart-wrenching tale of Henrietta's life. From her harrowing experiences as a slave in Kentucky to her courageous pursuit of justice in the courts of post-war America, Henrietta's story is one of resilience, determination, and the enduring quest for freedom. What sets Sweet Taste of Liberty apart is its meticulous research and attention to detail. McDaniel delves deep into historical archives, uncovering forgotten documents and piecing together the fragments of Henrietta's life with precision and care. Through his vivid prose, readers are transported back in time to witness the injustices faced by Henrietta and countless others, as well as the triumphs of the human spirit in the face of adversity. But Sweet Taste of Liberty is more than just a recounting of past events. It is a powerful exploration of themes that resonate deeply with contemporary audiences. McDaniel skillfully examines issues of race, justice, and restitution, forcing readers to confront uncomfortable truths about America's history of slavery and its ongoing legacy of racial inequality. As we follow Henrietta's journey from bondage to freedom, from despair to hope, we are reminded of the importance of bearing witness to the stories of those who have been marginalized and oppressed. Sweet Taste of Liberty is a testament to the power of storytelling to shed light on the darkest corners of history and inspire us to work towards a more just and equitable future. In conclusion, Sweet Taste of Liberty is a must-read for anyone interested in American history, social justice, or the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. McDaniel's compelling narrative and Henrietta Wood's extraordinary story will stay with readers long after the final page is turned, serving as a powerful reminder of the enduring quest for freedom and restitution in America. Born into slavery, Henrietta Wood's life took unexpected turns that would shape her legacy. Legally freed in 1848, she found herself ensnared once again when a Kentucky deputy sheriff named Zebulon Ward colluded with her employer, abducted her, and sold her back into bondage. Throughout the Civil War, she remained enslaved, never forgetting the man responsible for her suffering. By 1869, Henrietta had regained her freedom for a second time and returned to Cincinnati. In an unprecedented move, she sued Zebulon Ward for damages in 1870. The legal battle spanned 8 years, culminating in a groundbreaking decision. A federal jury awarded her $2,500, the largest sum ever granted by an American court in restitution for slavery. But this victory was about more than money. It was a moral triumph over oppression. Resilience and tenacity. Henrietta's unwavering determination to seek justice despite immense odds is awe-inspiring. Her story reminds us that even in the darkest moments, resilience can lead to transformation. Reparations and accountability. McDaniel masterfully explores the concept of reparations. Through Henrietta's case, he highlights the importance of holding oppressors accountable and acknowledging the enduring impact of slavery. Connections between slavery and the prison system. Henrietta's struggle resonates beyond her time. McDaniel draws parallels between historical slavery and the modern prison system, emphasizing the need for systemic change. Henrietta Wood's legal victory had profound and lasting effects on her life. Let's explore how this landmark decision shaped her future. Financial independence. The $2,500 awarded to Henrietta was a substantial sum at the time. It provided her with a degree of financial independence that she had never experienced before. With this money, she could secure housing, support her family, and invest in her son Arthur's education. Symbolic triumph. Beyond the monetary value, the court's ruling was a symbolic triumph. It validated Henrietta's fight for justice and acknowledged the immense suffering she endured. Her victory resonated with other formerly enslaved individuals, inspiring hope and resilience. Legacy and advocacy. Henrietta became an advocate for reparations and restitution. She used her newfound platform to raise awareness about the plight of formerly enslaved people. Her story contributed to ongoing discussions about reparations and the need to address historical injustices. Community recognition. Locally, Henrietta gained recognition and respect. People admired her courage and persistence. She became a symbol of resilience and a living testament to the strength of the human spirit. Continued challenges. Despite her victory, Henrietta faced ongoing challenges. Racism persisted, and economic disparities remained. She continued to navigate a society that often denied Black individuals equal opportunities. Arthur's education. Henrietta prioritized her son Arthur's education. She understood that education was a pathway to empowerment. Arthur went on to become a successful businessman, thanks in part to his mother's determination. After the groundbreaking trial, Henrietta Wood faced several challenges: social stigma and racism. Despite her legal victory, Henrietta continued to encounter racism and discrimination. Society often treated Black individuals as second-class citizens, limiting their opportunities for education, employment, and social mobility. Economic struggles. While the restitution money provided some financial stability, it was not enough to secure long-term prosperity. Henrietta had to manage her finances carefully to support herself and her son, Arthur. Health and well-being, the toll of her traumatic experiences, enslavement, kidnapping, and legal battles, affected Henrietta's physical and mental health. Access to quality healthcare was limited, especially for Black women during that era. Navigating freedom, Henrietta had to adjust to life as a free woman. This transition came with its own set of challenges. She needed to find work, build a community, and establish a sense of belonging. Advocacy and activism. Henrietta became an advocate for reparations and restitution. However, advocating for systemic change was an uphill battle. Her fight extended beyond her personal struggles to address broader issues of racial justice. Legacy and memory. Henrietta's story was remarkable, but it risked fading into obscurity. Ensuring that her legacy endured required ongoing efforts by historians, activists, and storytellers. Despite these challenges, Henrietta Wood's resilience and determination left an indelible mark on history. Her courage paved the way for future generations to continue the fight for justice and equality. McDaniel masterfully weaves together courtroom drama with the broader historical context. We witness the societal resistance to reparations for slavery, the deep-seated racism that Henrietta confronts, and the courage it takes to stand up for what's right, even against seemingly insurmountable odds. This book is beautifully written, meticulously researched, and ultimately uplifting. Henrietta Wood's story is a testament to the power of courage, perseverance, and the unyielding pursuit of what's right. If you're looking for a book that will educate you, inspire you, and stay with you long after you turn the last page, then Sweet Taste of Liberty is a must-read. This is a powerful and important book that deserves a place on your bookshelf. Let's head over to the comments and discuss your thoughts on reparations, Henrietta Wood's legacy, and the importance of confronting the dark chapters of American history.